This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're pleased to welcome Mike Ferrari, my friend from Seattle, the sports director for KOMO-TV, ABC Network. And Mike, before we talk about anything football, did you know you and my dog Penny share a birthday?
I did not. I'm elated.
So she's only 11. I won't ask you how old you are, but happy birthday to you.
No problem. I'm 50. I just turned the big 5-0, and I went out and did the run I've been doing since I was in my 30s, so I'm still feeling good. And, what are you going to do? Just be grateful for every trip around the sun.
So
bring
it
on.
It is a blessing.
I say I'm Hawaii. I'm Hawaii because it's the 50th state.
So. Nice. I don't know what happens after that. You're going to have to find some more states to
it'll be Ichiro. Ichiro's next year, 51.
Nice. Well, happy birthday to you. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Of course.
This was a complete and total turnaround from what we saw with the Seahawks last week, at least defensively. And the much maligned defense has been the topic of conversation around this team. So what changed on Thursday night?
Well, I think you began to see it change for the Seahawks in the second half of the Rams game, that they started to get used to each other a little bit more. Jamal Adams has been I wouldn't say a wild card. He is a Swiss Army knife in the amount of things he can do for a defense, but it's a matter of getting the guys that play alongside him used to what he's doing, and they've been blitzing a lot. They've kind of changed some things up. They're being more aggressive, and they knew they had to come after Murray tonight, so that's exactly what they did. But it was basically them all being on the same page, which is something that they just have not been able to do until you started to see it last week in the Rams game. And it was, I would say, by far their best game of the season tonight. And one thing that jumps out at me, the amount of different guys that have come into the lineup, especially in the secondary, because when you looked at the beginning of the season, they wanted to have Quentin Dunbar and Shaquille Griffin at the two corner spots, and then they were going to have Quandre Diggs and then Jamal Adams as your safeties. And those guys haven't been on the field hardly at all together. Mm. And so the guy that led the team in tackles tonight, DJ Reed, 11 tackles, who they've ended up picking off the 49ers waivers. So that just goes to show you that there's a lot of guys who are making contributions. And DJ Reed, I think, has really found himself a spot on this team, especially returning kicks.
And yet we heard a lot of the Carloses tonight. Carlos Hyde, Carlos
yes.
Dunlap on either side of the ball. How much spark did they provide?
A lot of spark both ways, because those guys, they're the new guys on the team. And Carlos Hyde, when he took out Patrick Peterson, you could just kind of feel the energy kind of change through the TV screen. Of course, hardly anybody's there. That place would have been lit tonight if the Seahawks fans were there. And because that's just one of the things I just miss seeing and hearing. And being around. And Carlos Dunlap, he carries a satchel, by the way. He is a one-man crew to bring back the satchel. He and Zach Galifianakis. But he has a man satchel. I guess a satchel is a guy thing. But it doesn't really matter. It's 2020. Anyways, he tends to do his interviews with his satchel and everything else. But he is, as well as he plays on the field, as much energy as he brings to the field, he is just as energetic when he talks to people and his enthusiasm just for being here. And I was thinking about it a little bit. He had a great night. He had two sacks, and he was singing to himself. And Bobby Wagner said he was talking to the stands, even though nobody was there. But aww. I was like, hey, he played in Cincinnati. What difference does it make? So he, you know, he doesn't know what it's like to play in a packed CenturyLink field. So those two guys made a huge difference.
Wait, what's it called?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to do this. There's a couple of viewers who I think are retired ladies, and they call and email me every time I would say Safeco instead of T-Mobile. So it takes me a while. I say this, but yes, Lumen. Did you know what the official drink is of Lumen Field?
I have no idea.
Luminate, of course.
Stop it. Is it really?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait, have I not heard of that? Some kind of energy drink?
But they do have a lot of luminaries that show up for games.
Oh, I got
you. I've been going with the dad jokes all night, like we said. I'm old.
Mike Ferrari with us from Seattle to talk about the Seahawks win. Now, they needed this one desperately. How much could you see the sense of urgency out there on the field?
Yeah, you know, going back to what happened last week, it was almost like a solemn postgame. Pete Carroll saying he didn't recognize what was going on. Didn't recognize that team and the brand of football, all the turnovers Russell Wilson had, and Russell coming out with conviction after the game against the Rams, just saying, you know, he knows he's great, can be great. And that was kind of, it was interesting. You begin to wonder, like, is there something else wrong? You know, everybody jumps to conclusions. But I think it was just, them committing to each other, to the style of play they wanted to have, and going out and having that balance, Amy. I mean, I think Russell Wilson cannot win it alone. You know, Mike Holmgren always said, establish the run, set up the pass, all that stuff. They weren't able to do that. I mean, they have some guys who are journeyman running backs. Alex Collins came back last week. You have Bo Scarborough tonight. It actually ran really well. But you didn't have the bruisers. You didn't have Chris Carson. You didn't have Carlos Hyde, the guys that you were counting on. And we haven't even talked about Rashad Penny, who's going to be coming back. And,
right.
and they have a stretch of games. I don't know if you want to talk about it, but they have a stretch of games coming up against some really bad football teams. So this should be interesting after they get about 10 days without a game.
Pointing out this was actually part of the postgame on Westwood One that I was listening to on my way in, that they have the weakest strength of schedule moving forward. And part of that is the NFC East, right? And so it's their turn to face that division. Mike, the stretch that you talk about with Russell Wilson, one of the worst of his career, when you look at the turnovers, of which he had none tonight, was there a common theme or a common element to them that you could spot?
Just trying too hard on the turnovers. I think, you know, they had this center exchange last week with Kyle Fuller. And
right.
One thing I noticed with Kyle Fuller is that he, in the shotgun, he snapped the ball very low. I thought Damian Lewis, the rookie, filled in admirably at center tonight. I thought he snapped better than Kyle Fuller, to tell you the truth. I won't give that one to Russ from last week, but some of the throws, especially going back to the Arizona game when Buda Baker intercepted, I think sometimes he was just trying too hard. And if you look at when a lot of those things happen in games, they're behind and he's forcing things. I think that comes from his range of positivity that he kind of has. He thinks good things can happen, and you got to keep trying. I mean, that's like a life lesson in and of itself.
Keep swinging.
You have to, but sometimes it's detrimental to the team. And when he's the only answer, if Russell's not trying, who is? You know, who's going to be? He's the commander of that offense, and without a running game, it's on him to make things happen. So I also think he got knocked a couple times. This is not documented or anything, but I think he was a little hesitant to run. And I think they realized that to keep things off balance, he has to run as well as getting the running backs. I mean, you saw it tonight. I mean, nobody knew which end was up as far as Arizona went when he started running again. So that's a big weapon. I think the older he gets and the more valuable he is to the team, they don't want to do that. That's why you have the big running backs.
Sure.
But when you don't have those guys and you need to, you know, kind of ad lib a little bit, he was able to do that tonight. He wasn't doing that as much in the other games.
Well, and he had been leading the team in rushing in a fair number of their games. But you and I have had this conversation before, because at the end of last season, they went heavy run. And it was a huge piece of what they were able to do in the second half of last year. Now, Carlos Hyde returned tonight. They're hoping to get Chris Carson back. You've talked about some of the other guys. How much do they want to run the ball?
They've always said kind of, Pete's always said he kind of likes a half and half. And I think that's part coaching right there. You know what I mean? I don't think he's going to come out and say, gosh, the Eagles have a horrible secondary. We went through 80% of the time. We run at 20%. So I think if they have that, and that could be their goal, whether they reach that each week, you know, who knows? But I think they absolutely have to have those running threats and that ability to convert those third and ones and continue a drive with the help of their running backs. And if they don't have those, Russell can't get it. So I would say 50-50, though, for sure. That's always kind of been Pete Carroll's common theme. Mm.
All right, Mike Ferrari, we're going to get off the beaten path because you're my friend, and I know you can do this. You're a funny guy.
And you know I like to do that.
Yes, sure. I know. I know that you do. So I thought it would be fun to throw out two of the questions, keeping in mind we have about just 90 seconds left here. But what are your top three must-haves on the Thanksgiving table?
Top three must-have cranberry sauce, number one. Apple pie, number two.
Right.
And a napkin, number three.
Oh, stop it. Are you serious?
Yeah. I got to have a napkin.
So you're going cranberry sauce and apple pie. Forget turkey. Forget stuffing. Forget mashed potatoes. A napkin is more important. I knew you were going to come up with something quirky.
Sure.
Okay, next thing, and again, we just have about 45 seconds. Producer Dave and I are having this debate over whether or not it's appropriate to wear your pajamas in public to, say, go shopping or anything like that. Do you wear your pajamas out?
No. think about it. I even changed my T-shirt before I go to bed at night because I've been sweating in all day or wearing whatever. You sleep in bed a third of your day on average. You should be clean.
Wish.
What are you going to do? Go to Waffle House and go to the AM/PM and get stinky and smell like cigarettes. Go home, watch TV. Oh, I'm going to bed now.
Pajamas.
And then you bring that into your sheets?
Gross.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. You have life on those pajamas. All right, cool.
Yes.
I knew Mike would side with me.
They need their own COVID test.
Ew. Okay, so we're so up against the end of the hour, but you can find Mike on Twitter at Mike, KOMO Sports, from Seattle, KOMO TV, longtime friend of mine. Happy belated birthday. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Thanks, Amy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your staff.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.